It's All Things Considered on Hawaii Public Radio, and I'm Dave Lawrence. This weekend, a celebration moving through Maui and Hawaii County as the Irish Rovers offer up their 50th anniversary tour. We got a chance to speak with founding member, vocalist, and guitarist George Millar, who shared some stories from their many decades together.
This is our 50th year together. Two of us are still the originals, myself and Wilson Madole, and this is our farewell tour. We just finished our farewell tour of New Zealand, and here we are in Maui. It's a special year because, believe it or not, this farewell tour is going to last 2 years.
What are some of your memories from when the band first started out?
The memories are probably some of the better memories. Is we had a television show in Canada. Because of that, we got to meet everybody. Johnny Cash was on the show, Lonnie Donegan, Roger Miller, and those are probably some of the fondest memories I'll ever have. We even had Bobby Darin. It was his last show that he ever did just before he passed away, and he came in a three-piece suit, and he took one look at us and said, "Excuse me," and he went into his dressing room and came out in a turtleneck sweater and jeans like us. So those type of memories are in my mind forever. And of course, the fans. When you have fans that have supported you for 50 years, that's quite a feat, and you really can't do it without the fans. As I like to say, they let me do something I like and enjoy doing, and I actually get paid for it at the end of the day, so pretty blessed when you can say that.
My old boss in radio used to say, sure beats working.
It absolutely does. Listen, when I was young in Ireland, I actually spent a summer picking potatoes when I was about 12, and I said, okay, I'm either going to go back to school and learn everything I need to learn, or else I'm going to play the guitar. So did a bit of both.
Formative experience, no doubt. You rattled off some great names, and I heard you say something about the Man in Black, and if you could just work it through your mind and tell us a little story about when you guys got to interact with the great Johnny Cash.
The whole family was there. June Carter, his wife Debbie, was there, and mother Maybelle Carter, and Carl Perkins was part of the Tennessee Three at that time, playing lead guitar. His manager warned us beforehand. He said, now look it, I sort of know the show, and you guys always do a song with the star at the end, and we said, yes, we do. He says, what kind of song do you want to do? And I said, one that we do, he might know, is the Battle of New Orleans. And he said, oh, for God's sake, don't even bring that up. That was his best friend, Johnny Horton, who just got killed in a car crash not too long ago. So he said, that's the last song that he would ever want to do. I said, oh, all right. So and then we met Johnny, and we talked it over with him, and he was saying the same things. Well, what song do you boys want to end with? And we battered a few around, and he says, you know, that's done to death. We've done old-time religion on every show. So I said, what about the Battle of New Orleans? And he said, brilliant. That was my best friend. I love that song. Let's do that one. So once again, that goes back to me saying, once you get away from the agents and the managers and go right to the people themselves, they're ordinary people. Johnny Cash was the most genuine. He would have done anything we asked him to do. And of course, he was about 3 feet taller than all of us. So it was quite a thing seeing all of us in our green sweaters. And here's this tall man in the middle wearing black. But it was an absolute wonderful experience.
That is such a special treat to get to do. And on this latest venture, this go-around that you guys are doing, talk a little bit about what the presentation's going to be like that folks are going to be seeing.
Our philosophy, my philosophy, has always been that the stage is a place to entertain. We don't do political songs. We don't do the Irish troubling songs. We're a mixed band, some Catholics, some Protestants. And so we don't touch any of that stuff at all. And we go on, we do 2 hours, and we have a bit of fun. And because we have fun and enjoy each other and all of the songs, that goes over to the audience.
George Millar, the great Irish Rovers, they are playing at the Mac Maui Friday night, the Palace Theater in lovely Hilo on Saturday. I imagine that at the shows, you share some of those stories, too, from 50 years.
Yes, we tell a couple of stories, and we actually have a couple of funny stories that they've probably heard, and if out of respect for our age, they'll probably laugh at them anyway.
Good talking to you, George, taking a moment to be on All Things Considered.
It was an absolute pleasure, and Dave, thanks for your time. I thank you for that.
Her eyes is short like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. Next morning before judge and jury, for trial I had to appear. Says me young fellow, the case against you is quite clear. And 7 long years is your sentence. You're going to Van Diemen's land, far away from your friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders. boys, beware of the pretty Colleens, for they'll fill you with the whiskey and porter until you're unable to stand. And the very next thing that you know, my lads, you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You would think she was queen of the land.